from PalmCM. Biomarker-driven AKA prevention improves labs, but what about kidneys? Acute kidney injury is associated with worse outcomes after surgery and acute illness generally. Preventing it has proven to be much harder than predicting it, however. There's an irresolvable problem at the heart of AKA research today. It's impossible to reliably differentiate which patients have true injury from those with a transient, essentially benign reduction in creatinine clearance. At 34 centers in Europe, 180 patients undergoing major surgery, 90% elective, usually abdominal, general, cardiac, or vascular and at high risk for AKI were randomized to receive guideline-compliant preventive care, advanced hemodynamic monitoring, optimized volume status and hemodynamics. Avoidance of nephrotoxins in contrast and prevention of hyperglycemia were usual care. A recent randomized trial found a huge reduction in the incidence of moderate to severe AKI after major surgery, with the application of a biomarker-guided supportive care bundle. This was remarkable in and of itself. But after congratulating the authors, we should also ask, were any kidneys saved? Intervention patients' angiotensin-converting enzyme ACE inhibitors and angiotensin-Roman II receptor blockers were stopped for at least 48 hours postoperatively. Usual care patients were as well, but less often. They got passive leg raises every 3 hours for at least 12 hours, with fluid boluses for predicted fluid responsiveness. They also got invasive hemodynamic monitoring and or regular ultrasound exams. Within 72 hours after surgery, 8% fewer patients in the intervention group, 14.4%, and in the usual care arm, 22% had developed moderate or worse AKI, at least a doubling of creatinine or urine output 0.5 mL/hr, or about 840 mL a day in a 70 AKI patient. Positive finding was most often triggered by a temporary drop in urine output below 0.5 mL/hr. The creatinine doubling criterion was met in 6% intervention vs 10% controls. There was no difference in severe stage 3 AKI, 16% in the intervention group vs 15.8% in controls. However, there was no difference in clinically relevant endpoints. Most importantly, the use of renal replacement therapy dialysis or CRRT at 30 days 5.1% intervention vs 5.8% control, or 90 days 5.1% vs 5.9%. Neither was there a difference in deaths at 30 days 5.1% vs 4.6% or 90 days 7% vs 7%. There was no difference in the MAKE-30 or MAKE-90 rates in hospital death, new receipt of renal replacement therapy RRT, or persistent renal dysfunction at 30 and 90 days, which were virtually identical between groups. Patients in the bundle arm had a 2.4% absolute greater rate of renal recovery at day 90, non-significant. BigPack 2 was funded by Biomeru, a family-owned multi-billion neurodiagnostics company for example bacteria, ill cultures, procalcitonin, BioFire, et al. Headquartered in France. Biomeru markets the NephroCheck TM test, which is promoted as an early warning system for severe AKI. NephroCheck measures serum levels of the biomarkers TIMP2 and IGF-7, tissue inhibitor of metalloproteinases 2 TIMP2 and insulin, like growth factor binding protein 7 IF-7, or signaling proteins secreted by renal tubular cells under metabolic stress that lead them to slow mitosis as a conservation strategy. NephroCheck multiplies TIMP2 and IGF-7 and returns the product as a value index to purported renal stress. Results 0.3/1,000 mL were used as an inclusion criterion in BigPack to ostensibly enriching the population for patients at high risk for progressing to severe AKI and dialysis. But patients receiving the intervention guided by NephroCheck did not have a lower rate of renal replacement therapy, nor of severe AKI 16% vs 15.8% non-significant, nor did they have a greater reduction in their ACE level over time, the product of TIMP2 and IG compared to the usual care group. Earlier randomized trials, including the first BigPack trial and others, showed the same general finding. Bundle-driven care in post-op populations at high risk for AKI after enrichment with TIMP2, IGF-7, and clinical factors led to a reduced rate of AKI but no significant reduction in need for dialysis. That would seem to pose a problem for NephroCheck's use case story, which is to identify patients at high risk for dialysis and extended stays so these outcomes can be prevented. When the interventions are working, NephroCheck levels should fall, representing reduced risk for severe AKI. But based on those earlier trials showing similar findings as BigPack 2, use of NephroCheck was recommended in the Enhanced Recovery After Surgery ERAS guidelines. Our findings show that the prevention of hypotension and discontinuation of CA inhibitors and ARBs had the strongest association with the primary outcome. BigPack 2 authors the consistent relative improvement in creatinine clearance seen with biomarker-guided AKI prevention could either be from the reduction of genuine injury or better hydration and volume management and a higher rate of ACRB discontinuation. Surgeons in their hospitals have signed on, in part because it's easy to run the seemingly advanced NephroCheck assay on a machine platform Vitas they already own, and there's no strong evidence that it doesn't help in a clinically meaningful way. Intervention patients were better monitored and had much higher compliance with KDIGO bundle guidelines. They had half the rate of hypotension for longer than 5 minutes with no intervention performed to prevent this an unusual post-hoc circular metric. This might be meaningful, but could alternatively represent a transient improvement in urine output or creatinine clearance by kidneys that were destined for the same outcome either way. The lack of a signal showing a reduction in the need for renal replacement therapy, even in an enriched population at high risk for AKI, suggests the latter. All that said, there is a vaguely persistent signal that seems to pervade these sorts of trials. Patients who get more clinical attention do better in one modest way or another. That mystery, this and scarce resource, focused time and cognitive effort at the bedside, may not always be measurable, but it always matters. In terms of observable outcomes, however, in BigPack 2, it resulted in better managed volume status and reduced transient prerenal azotemia, without saving kidneys or preventing dialysis. Zarbake et al., BigPack 2 study group, a preventive care strategy to reduce moderate or severe acute kidney injury after major surgery, BigPack 2, a multinational, randomized clinical trial. Lancet, 2025, Dec. 13406, 10,521, 2007, 182-2007, 191 doi, 10.1016S0140-6007, 136-25017, 17-9, IPA 2025 NAV 13, PMID 41002, 142003, 133. Kirksey et al., biomarker-guided intervention to prevent acute kidney injury after major surgery. The prospective randomized big bay case study. NSERG, 2018 Gen 2, 167.6, 1013-1020 doi, 10.1097 SLA.00000000002485, PID 28,157,111.